Welcome to Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Mets and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting second. The center fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting third. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Jorgensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Craig Swan. Pitching for the New York Mets, Craig Swan. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Eddie Milner. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Ester. Batting third. The shortstop, Dave Concepcion. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dan Dreesen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mike Vale. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Johnny Bench. Batting eighth. The catcher, Alex Trevino. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Pastore. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Frank Pastore. And now, play ball. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Milner. Backman reaches second base with a double. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ester hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion hits a fly ball into right field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorgensen moves to second. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Mets. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire strikes out. One out. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ester scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Backman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds nothing. the Reds will come to bat. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen strikes out. One out. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale hits a fly ball into right field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Mets. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench hits a line drive into center field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-1 in the game. Youngblood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vale. Youngblood reaches second base with a double. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dreesen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. Youngblood moves to third. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-1 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Youngblood tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Mets. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards short. Concepcion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Pastor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pastor bunts towards the mound. Swan fields it and throws to first for the out. Trevino moves to second. One out. Eddie Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-1 in the game. Milner hits a pop-up towards first. Staub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ester is 0-1 in the game. Ester hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ester for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hodges hits a fly ball into left field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0-1 in the game. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0-1 in the game. Concepcion hits a fly ball into right field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0-1 in the game. Dreesen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jorgensen. Dreesen reaches second base with a double. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 0-for-1 in the game. Vale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dreesen moves to third. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cedeno hits a pop-up towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-for-1 in the game. Bench takes first base on ball 4. Vale moves to second. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trevino hits a pop-up towards first. Staub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan is 0-for-1 in the game. Swan strikes out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Backman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Wayne Krenchicki pinch hits for Frank Pastore. Wayne Krenchicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krenchicki hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-2 in the game. Milner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ester is 0-for-2 in the game. Ester hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0-for-2 in the game. Concepcion hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milner moves to third. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dreesen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milner scores. Concepcion moves to third. It's 4-2, Mets. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Reds 2. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Leibrand now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dreesen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ester fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brooks. Cedeno moves to second. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bench takes first base on ball 4. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trevino bunts towards first. Staub scoops it up and throws to first, with Backman covering, for the out. Cedeno moves to third. Bench moves to second. One out. German Baranka pinch hits for Charlie Librand. German Baranka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baranka strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Milner hits a pop-up towards short. Gardenhire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Reds 2. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Price now pitching. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hodges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardenhire hits a fly ball into right field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Tillman pinch hits for Craig Swan. Rusty Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hodges moves to second. Bob Baylor pinch hits for Wally Backman. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Esther settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Baylor now playing second base. Tom Houseman now pitching. Ron Esther is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esther is 0 for 3 in the game. Esther strikes out. One out. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Concepcion strikes out. Two outs. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Dreesen hits a fly ball into center field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Reds 2. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Youngblood hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Mets. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Mukie Wilson pinch runs for Rusty Staub. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen strikes out. One out. Jim Kern now pitching. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Kern, and towards Concepcion, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. Foster moves to second. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hodges is walked intentionally. Ron Gardenhier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhier is 0-for-3 in the game. Gardenhier hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Esther fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Mukey Wilson now playing center field. Joel Youngblood now playing right field. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vale hits a line drive towards short. Gardenhier reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Cittino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cittino is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cittino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Bench hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Bench reaches second base with a double. Cittino moves to third. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trevino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cittino scores. It's 5-3, Mets. Larry Biotner pinch hits for Jim Kern. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 3. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Hume now pitching. Tom Houseman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houseman strikes out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bench fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Trevino and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Youngblood hits a pop-up towards first. Dreesen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baylor scores. Wilson moves to second. It's 6-3, Mets. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Ellis Valentine now playing left field. Eddie Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Milner hits a line drive into left field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ester is 0 for 4 in the game. Ester hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Concepcion hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Baylor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Dreesen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ester moves to second. Neil Allen now pitching. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Vail strikes out. Hodges drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Vail out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 6, and Cincinnati Reds, 3. Goodbye from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati.